the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here on a solo mission, rapid fire edition here of the Fade the Noise podcast. I'm on the road and scheduling conflicts means Lundy will be back on with me tomorrow, but we're going to rock and roll as quickly as possible because we know you're itching for action. It's championship week, and it's time to make some change and hopefully not be chumps. And we had a hell of a weekend in the betting world. You've been following the old spreadsheet at Noisy Huevos. I think I was up over 14 units on the weekend, which, again, means I'm muy caliente. And sure, the cold front is going to blow through here momentarily, drop the temperature down along with my units lost. But just a quick note, my University of Illinois Fighting Illini getting it done last night at home against a feisty and pesky Iowa Hawkeyes team. And if you're looking for some value in the Big Ten Conference Tournament, I do like Iowa to potentially cut down the nets in that exercise. The Hawkeyes are playing outstanding defense right now. Uncharacteristically last night, just 10 of 22 from the free throw line, but they've been the second most efficient team in college basketball since February 1st. They've been a top 50 overall team in adjusted defensive efficiency during that span. Now, Big Ten odds at tape time right now for the Hawkeyes, 4-1 to win the whole shebang there in Indianapolis, Purdue, Illinois, hovering right around 2-1 odds. But if you're looking to squeeze every last drop of that juice, the Hawkeyes are the way to go. Without further ado, let's get into it. Push pedal to the metal here on this Manic Monday with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's go and get into it. I got a couple NBA picks for you to kick things off. And let's go to an oldie but a goodie. From my estimation, this is a well that I've drank from the waters from early and often in the past. And I'm going to go back and cannonball splash into that well. How about Jeremy Grant of the Detroit Pistons? And I'm going to take the over at 18.5 points scored against the Atlanta Hawks at plus 100 at DraftKings. You look at Grant, he's been over in three of his last four games. He's shooting exactly 50% from the field in his last three contests as well. So really getting it done. And we know he's a high-volume shooter, a guy that's averaging 15 shots per game. And the primary tendency of Atlanta, not playing any kind of defense, as the Hawks are the fifth-worst team in the NBA in effective field goal percentage D. And they are the ninth-best matchup for a small forward by a fantasy basketball perspective. So Jeremy Grant, based on the recency bias, based on the Supremo matchup, based on the fact, too, that he is a high-volume dude. Pull it all together. Plus odds? Oh, let's get seduced by the juice and take the over on 18.5 points.
Number four.
Sticking in the National Basketball Association, pick numero dos in this league tonight. I'm going to fade the king. Yeah, LeBron James. Look, he ain't the young man that we've seen digitized in the crypto.com commercials that don't really make any sense and not really selling anything crypto. And it doesn't really align, doesn't really jive in my estimation. But you look at James, he's coming off that scintillating 56-point performance against the Golden State Warriors. Can he do it in back-to-back? I say no. And I'm going to take the under on 30.5 points against the San Antonio Spurs. Now, the paper matchup is splendid, as the Spurs are number 19 in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency. And this is the second best matchup for a scorer in the league, according to some of the advanced analytics out there in the fantasy basketball world. He also put up 36 against San Antonio earlier this season on December 23rd, but he's been under in six of his last 10. Let's be real. He ain't a young man anymore. It's why he's got some of the peppery gray embedded in that beard and that bald spot for LeBron, only widening. So under 30.5 points, as he may be, creaky and cranky, those bones for the old man. I don't think he gets past 31 in the box score tonight.
Number three.
All right, let's go to college basketball. Let's go to the Summit League and the semifinals. Am I fighting jackrabbits of South Dakota State? Give me the over on 82.5. Team total points. This is a team with Zeke Mayo and company there. Wilson, I mean, they've got some ballers on this roster, do the Jackrabbits, and I think they're going to hang another big number in the box score against South Dakota. In Summit League play, South Dak State, 1.229 points per possession score. They're netting 59.6% inside the arc, 45.7% outside of it, and 79.2% at the charity stripe. Now, they went for 84, and they went for 89 against South Dakota in the regular season. And you look at those Red Hawks, number 246 at adjusted tempo. They're going to try to slow this down, but it ain't going to happen. Not on a neutral floor. Number 290 in adjusted offensive efficiency in road neutral games is South Dakota. So South Dakota State, oh, baby, splishy, splashy, taking a bathy. I think they're going to hit 85 points in this one. Again, take the over, for me anyway, on the team total, 82.5 minus 115 at DraftKings. Stick around for my top picks in the world of college basketball, plus a rapid-fire edition of Bonus Time across the rest of the world of sports betting.
Number two.
All right, diving back in, let's get back after it in college basketball. And I like Purdue Fort Wayne to win straight up, which you get right now, plus 110 at BetMGM against Northern Kentucky. The Dons, the Mastodons, that is, they've won 10 straight games. And since February 1st, largely over that span, number 10 in the country in effective field goal percentage offense. They're shooting 43% along the perimeter. Platinitis, Billups, Godfrey, and as well, Deang Key, they are really putting up some stupid numbers right now for this Fort Wayne team that has never gone dancing. And maybe that will change here. Now, they got a tough opponent, Northern Kentucky, a team that plays Huggy Bear ball. A lot of ball pressure, a lot of second-chance opportunities, and a high-volume clip that they shoot at as well as a result. NKU, though, number 277 in adjusted offensive efficiency and away and in neutral venues. Now, earlier this season, Fort Wayne won 71-57 December 4th. NKU returned the favor 59-49. In a disgusting matchup back on January 23rd, but I think it's going to lean more to the former than the latter. Give me the Mastodons to make Mr. Moolah again on the money line at plus odds against the Norse.
Number one.
All right, my top play in the world of college basketball tonight, and I am feeling frisky for the over in the Gonzaga and San Francisco game. The number sitting at 154 at tape time at DraftKings at minus 110. All right, in the two prior matchups, one game went over. That was in the last time out. That one being played inside the Kendall in Spokane went for $162 in total. Now, game one, much slower at 140, but still, I think tempo will dictate whether or not this hits. And generally speaking, both teams like to run. You look at San Francisco, number 85 in the country in adjusted tempo, and you know the Zags are one of the pack leaders in that category. Number three in the nation. And adjusted tempo. Gonzaga just doing dumb things right now. Stupid stuff, statistically speaking. In WCC play, 41% from distance, 56.8% inside the arc. They're the only team in the nation, according to KenPom.com, inside the top 10 adjusted offensive and defensive efficiency. San Francisco, meanwhile, there are no pushovers. There are no slouches. You know, put some damn respect on their name offensively. 1.094 points per possession scored in the West Coast Conference. Booyah, Shabazz, formidable backcourt, and they've got a strong front court as well. Patrick Toppe can really get up. Mozalski is a guy that can beat you at all points on the floor. So I think points will be plentiful here, and that's why it is my top play here on this Monday. Over 154 in Sin City. Pull the lever, and hopefully he's going to come up lucky sevens for you there in the end. All right, bonus time. Before we get out of here, I hit up Lundy, and he gave me a hockey selection. So I'm going to go ahead and pull this up right now. And he goes, go with the Colorado Avalanche, minus 200 against the Islanders. Lundy notes, the Avs just lost to Calgary at home in OT on Saturday. It was the first time they have lost back-to-back games since November 6th. It's doubtful they lose three straight, even with the long trip east. And they beat New York 5-3 6 days ago in the Mile High City. So he is on the Avs in regulation at minus 130 at BetMGM. So I don't know where you got that minus 200 number from, but go to BetMGM, minus 130, Avs in regulation against the New York Islanders. Again, a team that they beat just 6 days ago. All right, and I'll give you one more selection here in college basketball, and it's a little bit of a bold take here, Team Hivosi take. Give me a two-leg money line parlay. Give me Towson against the Delaware, the Fighting Joe Flaccos. Give me Georgia State against Louisiana Lafayette, just on the money lines. So all they need to do is win straight up. Towson and Georgia State, plus 136 if that happens. You look at the Tigers. They've won 16 of their last 18, according to Bart Torvik, since February 1st, the 49th best team in all of college basketball. They beat the Tigers, beat Delaware twice in the regular season, always able to take down a team a third time, but they won 69-62 and 69-57, so some convincing wins there. And I think they're going to get the season sweep, a team that really gets after it. 37.3% of the time over the last 30 days, they've generated a second chance opportunity, and they're number 37 overall in college basketball, again, since February 1st, an effective field goal percentage offense. Meanwhile, for the Panthers of Georgia State, they beat ULL twice in the regular season, 68-64, 65-58, and this is a team that is number 13 adjusted defensive efficiency since February 1st, giving up just 42.1% inside the arc. Lafayette, meanwhile, number 188 in adjusted offensive efficiency over the same duration. So Towson, Georgia State, get it done on the money line, plus 136. If both of those check the box and survive and advance, and for Georgia State, that would, I believe, punch a ticket for the big dance. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.